Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Edgar Wright's documentary, The Sparks Brothers, has had a limited release so far in this country. That might change, however. The group Sparks has become an overnight success, again, at Cannes this week with their own film, a musical called Annette.
I remember just seeing them all the time, like, who are those guys?
They are a band who you can look up on Wikipedia and know nothing.
We are Sparks, dude.
Welcome, Sparks!
Sparks! Brothers Ron and Russell Mayle have had several overnight successes over the years, and each time they've picked up more obsessive fans. The screening of the film I went to was a full house with an age range of about 40 years. As someone who jumped aboard the Sparks bandwagon in the mid-70s, I wondered if this town was big enough for all of us.
Music at its best, you hear it and you go, oh my God, what is that?
It's insane, but it's fantastic.
Each time you'd go to the rehearsal, there'd be something new there. Like, that's good.
It wasn't like anything else.
The Mayle brothers grew up in California, of all places, but they never sounded as if they came from anywhere specific. They've recorded nearly 300 songs and sound like nobody else, though it becomes clear they've influenced dozens of subsequent acts, from Duran Duran and Weird Al Yankovic to Taylor Swift.
All pop music is rearranged Sparks. That's the truth.
There are throwaway riffs that other bands have built whole careers out of.
Their career took off when they left the US, the one country that seemed resistant to Sparks' unique charms, and set up shop in Britain, who absolutely loved them. Their first appearance on British television, heavy pop on the bottom, tricky Gilbert and Sullivan melodies on top, set the scene, largely because of how they looked.
One of my favourite moments is John Lennon ringing up Ringo Starr.
You won't believe what's on the television.
It was the sound of the future.
Pretty boy singer Russell Mayle fluted in falsetto, while brother Ron Mayle was a sinister presence at the piano. Let comedian Patton Oswalt and former Sex Pistols Steve Jones paint that picture.
You have this snaky lead singer, you know, something for the ladies.
Then you've got Adolf Hitler on the keyboards.
It is a little strange.
Why has that bloke got a Hitler moustache?
That's a good look.
The idea of a Mark Bolan type on vocals with Adolf Hitler on keyboards might have been dismissed as a one-off gimmick if the music hadn't been so arresting. The single, This Town Ain't Big Enough for the Both of Us, and the album, Kimono My House, the Mayles love puns, were sensations in 1974. But this was just the start.
Frequently asked questions about Sparks. How many albums are there?
25 albums.
Are you brothers?
We are brothers.
How did you first meet?
We are brothers.
I was fascinated by the Sparks brothers. Apart from anything, I think it was the first time I'd ever heard Ron and Russell Mayle talk. But I should have known they talked very well. Russell was always the frontman of the group, while Ron wrote the songs, and the lyrics were as much a part of the group's appeal as their unique sound and look.
Sparks is way more prolific than all of the artists we consider to be the greatest in the world.
They sort of set a template.
That a Beatle would pretend to be Ron. That's amazing.
They were taking all their creative juices and putting it into something that they loved.
Director Edgar Wright went to a lot of trouble to get Sparks fans together, and they're an enthusiastic and diverse bunch. Interestingly, many of them are British, underlining the fact that they were always far bigger in Europe than they ever were at home in America.
When I first discovered Sparks, I never thought of them as being American at all. I thought of them just being as, like, Sparks.
They're otherworldly.
I always thought Sparks were a British band.
They're the best British group ever to come out of America.
I've always liked Sparks, but my enthusiasm pales into insignificance compared to that of my matinee idol colleague. Phil O'Brien's obsession with the group and their albums, titles include A Woofer in Tweeter's Clothing, Angst in My Pants, and Gratuitous Sax and Senseless Violins, threatens to make that of Edgar Wright seem like a passing whim. And like actor Jason Schwartzman, Phil approached the Sparks brothers with some trepidation.
Honestly, I don't want to see this movie. I don't want to learn too much about them. I'll watch it because I'm in it.
They needn't have worried. 50 years on, the brothers are as endearingly quirky as their albums, and Edgar Wright's direction of his first and possibly only documentary matches them for smarts, for laughs, and for cinematic sensibility.
Our time has come.
Here we are.
They may have given birth to other bands who don't even know that the lineage goes back to them.
Still are waiting to get paid back for that.
Yes, the Sparks Brothers was initially made for Sparks fans, but the story is so unpredictable and engaging that even if you've never heard of Sparks before, I think you'll warm to it too. Mark Bolan meets Adolf Hitler. What's not to like?
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.